Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's our joy and our privilege to be able to come to you today through means of Transworld Radio to share with you the good news of the living God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy the hunger of your human spirit. He's the only one who can fill your spirit and quench that thirst within the human spirit for the eternal God. He is God Almighty, who so loved you and me that he willingly clothed himself in human flesh, came to this earth in the form of man, went to an old rugged cross to pay the penalty for your sin and for mine. He died as a substitute in our place. Pure and righteous and holy, he alone could take my sin and your sin upon himself and die in our stead, paying the penalty for our sin, for the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Jesus Christ paid that penalty for you and for me, that we, by believing in him and accepting what he did for us, might be forgiven and cleansed from our sin, might be made pure and clean and righteous and holy in the sight of God, that we might be justified, that is, declared just as if we had never sinned before Almighty God for Jesus' sake. Because of what Jesus did, that's why it's so important that every person believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Open their heart to the Lord Jesus. Accept him as Savior. Invite him into one's life. Oh, beloved, it's the greatest and most wonderful thing that anyone can do, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior. Oh, I'll never forget the day when Christ Jesus came into my life and forgave me of my sin. It was September the 7th, 1941, many, many years ago, when Jesus Christ became my Savior and my Lord. That is, when he entered into my life, sending his Holy Spirit to represent him living in me, cleansed me from sin, and gave me the gift of salvation and eternal life. And oh, my friend, I want you to know this joy. I want you to know this peace. I want you to experience this deliverance from the bondage and control and dominion of sin, to know the peace that passeth all understanding, to know the joy that only Jesus can give, to know what it means to be forgiven for every sin. Oh, beloved, it's all available through your acknowledging that you're a sinner, understanding that Christ Jesus died for your sin, that he died in your place, and that he was buried, and that he arose victor over death, hell, and the grave, that he lives today seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, seated there to make intercession for you and for me. And, beloved, all you must do is cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died for me, that you were buried and arose from the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, victorious over sin for me. And I here and now put my faith and trust in you. I accept you as my Savior. Please come into my life and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Oh, beloved, if you pray prayer like that, you don't have to say the same words that I've said. It's a matter of your believing that Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and you're by faith reaching out and accepting that gift of salvation. The Lord Jesus will hear your prayer, and He'll send His Holy Spirit into your spirit as God's guarantee of your salvation. Oh, I trust that you will do that, beloved. I long for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus, that you might know the joy and the forgiveness and the peace of God, and that you might be born into the family of God and become a joint heir with Jesus Christ and become my brother, our sister in Christ. For, beloved, through faith in Jesus and accepting Him as Savior, it matters not who you are or what you are. He will cleanse you from sin and bring you into the family of God, and you'll become my brother or my sister in Christ Jesus. And, oh, beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a part of the family of God. So I do hope that you will do that. And then, beloved, we'd like to send you a free gift. We'd like to send you an outline that will help you to understand what it means to be a child of God and how to know that you have received Christ as Savior and have invited Him into your life. And also, we'll send you a New Testament containing the last 27 books of the Bible, the New Testament, that tells about the Lord Jesus Christ and His love for you and the way He desires for us to live now that we have received Him into our life and know Him as our Savior. And it will help you to grow in your relationship with the Lord and will enable you to become everything that God wants you to be for His honor, His glory, and His praise. And you can have this and so much more if you will simply write to us, sending us your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And you can write to us at Bread of Life Broadcast, or you can just address your letter to Bob Griggs. That's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs. On the next line, put Post Office Box. Capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, Post Office Box 825. 825 is our box number. And then on the next line, you will put Ignacio. Now, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C-O, period. That stands for Colorado, capital C-O. And then our zip code is very important. And the zip code is 81137-0825. And then on the last line of your address on the envelope, you'll put United States of America. Or you can abbreviate it by putting capital U, capital S, capital A, USA. United States of America. Oh, beloved, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do hope that you will open your heart to the Lord Jesus and receive Him as Savior and come to know the peace and the joy and the forgiveness that is offered to you free and already paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, again today, Matthew chapter 24. And verse 21, Matthew 24:21, and we're talking about this period of time called the Great Tribulation Period, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. This is a prophecy the Lord Jesus Christ made regarding the future, and this event has not yet occurred, but it will come upon the scene. And the Lord Jesus began to describe when it would come, and in verse 15 He said, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, Whoso readeth, let him understand. And we've already studied from Daniel concerning this prophecy, referring to a man who will come upon the scene of the world, who will unite the world into a one-world government. And he will make a peace treaty with the nation of Israel, guaranteeing them peace for 7 years. And during that first 3.5 years, we believe Israel will rebuild her temple, because we're told in the Word of God in Thessalonians that in the midst of that 3.5 years, this man will move, and Daniel pointed this out, that he will come into the temple and will stand in the holy place, desecrating the holy place. And that's what's spoken of there in verse 15. Spoken of by Daniel the prophet, the abomination of desolation. That's this man who will claim that he is God, and he will move into the holy place in the beautiful temple that Israel will have rebuilt, and will set up his kingdom, and he will begin to persecute the Jews, and the Jews, the Israelites, will have to flee to a place of protection by Almighty God for the last 3.5 years of this 7-year tribulation period of time. That last 3.5 years will be the period of great tribulation, when God Almighty will pour out wrath and judgment upon this world like it has never seen before, because of its sin, because of its rebellion, because of its vile turning from God Almighty. And it will be trouble like this world has never seen since the world has begun. And the book of Revelation describes these events and declares more about this in Revelation 12, 13 through 16, which we've been discussing and talking about. But before we go there, I want us to go to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 3. And in Genesis chapter 3, we see the originating of this one, the enemy that is called the serpent, in Revelation chapter 12. And in Revelation chapter 12, we know who the serpent is, because the Bible makes it clear that the serpent is the devil. Verse 9 of Revelation 12, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." Now, in Revelation, or in Genesis chapter 3, you can read about the serpent and the first appearance of the serpent after God created the heavens and the earth. And this appearance of the serpent deceiving Eve and bringing mankind into sin is very important that we understand that. And so next time we will get into this passage, but I hope if you have a Bible, you will read it in the meantime. Till next time, goodbye.